Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. Today we're going to be diving deep into how realtors can build a powerful brand in the digital age.
Okay.
And we're going to be looking at some material from Top 3 SEO Agency.
Okay.
So they are a company that specializes in digital branding and marketing specifically for real estate professionals.
Interesting.
Yeah. And they offer a whole range of services. And what we're going to be doing today is kind of breaking down some of their key strategies.
Right.
Exploring, you know, not just what they do, but why those tactics are so important.
Gotcha.
So one of the things that really struck me looking at their materials is how they go beyond just creating a logo or a website.
Uh-huh.
You know, they really emphasize building this comprehensive brand that resonates with potential clients on a deeper level.
That's interesting. How do they do that?
Well, it seems like they start with a very thorough website audit.
Okay.
And they're looking at everything from the consistency of your business information across the web.
It was like those NAP citations.
Mm, exactly. Yeah. Making sure your name, address, phone number are consistent everywhere.
Right.
But also looking at your activity on social media, your online reviews, legal compliance.
Oh, wow.
Even technical aspects like site speed and mobile friendliness.
They really do a deep dive.
Yeah, they cover all their bases and they use all of these audit findings to either, you know, rebuild or optimize a realtor's website.
Got it.
And the goal is really to make sure that it reflects their brand, ranks well in search results, and offers a seamless user experience.
That makes sense, especially with how much people rely on search engines these days.
Absolutely. I mean, think about it when you're looking for anything. Mm-hmm. You go to Google.
Yep.
And so that's one of the first things they focus on is making sure that that online presence is really solid.
Okay, so they get the website squared away. What about actually making a realtor stand out as like the go-to expert in their local market?
Well, they talk a lot about truly understanding your target audience.
Okay.
And this means going beyond just basic demographics. You know, it's not just about age or income level.
Right.
It's really digging into the needs, the preferences, and the online behavior of potential clients.
I see. So, like, are you targeting first-time home buyers or are you focused on luxury properties?
Exactly. Yeah. Or maybe you're specializing in a specific neighborhood.
Right.
And the more a realtor understands their ideal client, the better they can tailor their message and connect with them online.
So it's all about knowing who you're talking to?
Exactly. And that brings us to content.
Okay.
Which is something I'm always fascinated by.
Me too.
So what's their take on content marketing for real estate?
Well, they advocate for diversifying content formats.
Okay.
So they believe in using a mix of images, videos, infographics, written content.
So not just putting all your eggs in one basket.
Exactly. And it makes sense because, you know, some people might be drawn to a property tour video.
Right.
While another person might prefer reading a detailed blog post.
Yeah, I'm definitely more of a visual person. So it's about kind of offering a variety of options to capture the attention of different potential clients.
That makes sense. And it plays to everyone's strengths as well.
Absolutely. And they don't just stop at creating different types of content.
Over that.
They also emphasize the power of storytelling.
Interesting.
So they believe that sharing a realtor's personal journey, their values, what makes them passionate about real estate can actually humanize their brand.
Okay.
And build a deeper connection with potential clients.
So it's about more than just, you know, listing properties and hoping for the best.
Exactly. It's about moving beyond the transactional and creating an emotional connection. Because at the end of the day, people want to work with realtors that they trust and feel a connection with.
Right. I can definitely see that.
Now, even with a fantastic website and compelling content, how do they ensure that potential clients can actually find the realtor online?
That's a great question. And that's where SEO comes in.
Search engine optimization.
Exactly.
So how do they approach that?
They focus on several key SEO tactics, starting with keyword research.
Okay.
And what's interesting is they don't just, you know, throw keywords around randomly.
Right.
They actually identify the specific words and phrases that potential clients use when they're searching for real estate online.
Oh, so they're using data to figure out what people are actually searching for?
Exactly. And then they make sure that the realtor's website appears in those search results.
That's smart. So they're not just guessing.
Nope. It's very strategic.
So it's a combination of using the right keywords and making sure the website is structured in a way that search engines like.
Precisely.
What about local SEO?
Okay.
Considering how location-dependent real estate is.
That's where Google My Business or GMB comes in.
Okay.
They make sure the realtor's GMB profile is accurate, engaging, and optimized.
So it's kind of like creating a digital storefront that's easy for potential clients in the area to find.
That's a great way to put it.
What about social media?
Yeah.
How does that fit into their strategy?
They recognize that social media is incredibly important for building brand awareness and connecting with potential clients.
But with so many platforms out there, where do they suggest realtors focus their efforts?
Well, instead of trying to be everywhere at once,
right,
they identify the platforms where the realtor's target audience is most active.
Okay, so like Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn.
Exactly. And they tailor the content strategy to the specific nuances of each platform.
So a realtor who specializes in luxury properties might focus more on Instagram.
That's a good example because Instagram is very visual and it tends to cater to a more affluent audience.
Right. And they're not just posting pretty pictures. They're helping realtors create content that provides value, builds relationships, and ultimately helps generate leads.
So it's a very strategic approach to social media.
It is, and it's clear they're not just throwing tactics at the wall and hoping something sticks. Yeah. It's a very strategic, data-driven approach.
Yeah, we've only just scratched the surface, though.
I know, there's so much more to cover.
We'll be exploring more of their tactics and diving deeper into their approach in the next part of our deep dive.
I can't wait. I'm already eager to learn more. We'll be back soon with part two of this deep dive into digital branding for realtors. Welcome back. We're continuing our deep dive into digital branding for realtors, picking up where we left off with top three SEO agencies' strategic approach.
Right.
We were just talking about their focus on targeted social media. Wow. Can we delve deeper into that?
Sure.
What kind of content do they actually recommend for realtors on these platforms?
Well, it really depends on the platform and the target audience.
Okay.
But in general, they emphasize creating content that provides value and goes beyond just showcasing listings.
Okay.
So think like informative videos explaining the home buying process, stunning visuals that highlight a property's unique features,
right,
or even behind the scenes glimpses into a realtor's day-to-day life.
So it's about showcasing their expertise and personality, building that connection with potential clients.
Yeah. And it's not just about posting content either.
Right.
It's also about engaging with followers, responding to comments, participating in relevant conversations.
So it's really about building a community around the realtor's brand.
That's the goal.
This reminds me of something else. Top three SEO agency emphasizes.
What's that?
Online reputation management.
Oh, yeah.
How do they approach that, especially in a world where online reviews can make or break a business?
They take a multifaceted approach.
Okay.
So they monitor reviews across different platforms.
Mm-hmm.
They respond to both positive and negative feedback.
Okay.
And they use those reviews to identify areas for improvement.
So they're not just ignoring negative reviews.
No, they actually see them as an opportunity to learn and grow.
Interesting. So they might even create content that addresses common concerns or misconceptions raised in reviews.
Exactly. It's about being proactive and transparent, showing potential clients that the realtor really cares about their experience and is actively listening to feedback.
That makes sense. Now, you mentioned responding to negative reviews.
Yeah. What's their advice on handling those tricky situations?
Well, they encourage realtors to respond professionally and empathetically.
Okay.
Even if the review is unfair or inaccurate.
That can be tough.
It can be, but it's important to remember that potential clients are reading those reviews.
Right.
And they want to see how the realtor handles difficult situations.
So it's an opportunity to showcase their professionalism and problem-solving skills.
Exactly. And it's not just about managing existing reviews.
Right.
They also encourage realtors to actively solicit reviews from satisfied clients.
So how do they suggest doing that?
It could be something as simple as sending a follow-up email after a successful closing.
Okay.
Or even creating video testimonials that showcase those positive client experiences.
It seems like video plays a significant role in their overall strategy.
Absolutely. They believe that video is an incredibly powerful tool for real estate marketing.
In what ways?
Well, they create various types of videos, like property tour videos that allow potential buyers to experience a property virtually.
Oh, that's cool.
Client testimonial videos that build trust and credibility.
Right.
And even educational videos that position the realtor as an expert in their local market.
So they're not just creating videos for the sake of having videos.
No, they're strategically using video to achieve different marketing goals.
I like that. And they don't just create the videos and then forget about them, right?
Right. They make sure those videos are optimized for search engines.
Okay.
And shared across relevant platforms.
So like their website, social media channels.
Exactly. And even YouTube, which is owned by Google and can really boost search engine visibility.
That's smart. They're leveraging the power of video across multiple platforms to maximize its impact.
Yep.
Now let's talk about something that can be a real headache for realtors.
What's that?
Staying on top of the constantly evolving world of digital marketing.
Oh yeah, that's a big one.
How does Top 3 SEO Agency address this challenge?
Well, they offer ongoing support and education to their clients.
Okay.
Keeping them informed about the latest trends and algorithm updates.
So it's not just a one-time setup, it's an ongoing partnership.
Exactly. They understand that the digital landscape is constantly changing,
mm-hmm.
and they're committed to helping their clients navigate those changes and stay ahead of the curve.
That's reassuring for realtors who might feel overwhelmed by all of the information out there.
Absolutely. And they don't just focus on the technical aspects either.
Oh, really?
They also provide strategic guidance.
Okay.
Helping realtors refine their messaging, identify new opportunities, and continuously improve their online presence.
So it sounds like they offer a very holistic approach to digital marketing.
They do.
Combining technical expertise with strategic thinking and a deep understanding of the real estate industry.
It's a powerful combination.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's clear they're passionate about helping realtors succeed in the digital age.
They really are. They believe that by empowering realtors with the right tools and knowledge, they can help them build thriving businesses and better serve their clients.
That's great. This has been incredibly insightful so far.
Glad to hear it.
We've covered a lot of ground.
Yeah, we have.
From website optimization and content creation to social media strategy and online reputation management.
It's a lot to take in.
It is.
Yeah.
But I'm curious to learn more about the specific tactics they use to implement these strategies.
Well, that's a great segue to the next part of our deep dive.
Oh, perfect.
Where we'll delve into the nitty-gritty of those tactics.
Stay tuned for part 3, where we'll unpack the specifics of keyword research, content optimization, social media engagement, and more. And we are back for the final part of our deep dive into building a powerful online presence for realtors.
Okay.
We've been exploring top 3 SEO agencies' strategic approach.
Right.
And now it's time to kind of uncover the specific tactics
that
they use to implement their strategies.
Okay.
Ready to get into the nuts and bolts of it all.
Let's do it.
All right. So let's start with keyword research.
Okay.
Which is a cornerstone of their SEO strategy.
Right.
And it sounds like they go beyond just simply identifying relevant keywords.
Yeah, they really delve into the search intent behind those keywords.
Okay.
So, you know, understanding why people are searching for those terms, what they're hoping to find.
So it's not just about finding popular keywords. It's about understanding the motivations behind those searches.
Exactly.
Can you give me an example of that?
Sure. So let's say someone is searching for best schools in. And then, you know, their city.
Okay.
That person is likely a parent.
Right.
Who's considering a move and prioritizing their children's education.
Okay.
So that tells the realtor a lot about their needs and their priorities.
That's a really insightful point.
Yeah. And it helps them tailor their content and their messaging to really resonate with that audience.
Okay. So how do they use these insights to actually optimize a realtor's website content?
Well, first of all, they weave those keywords naturally into the content.
Okay.
But it goes beyond that. They help realtors create high-quality content that addresses the specific needs and concerns of their target audience.
So can you give me some examples of that?
Sure. Think blog posts that answer frequently asked questions about the local market.
Okay.
Or neighborhood guides that highlight amenities and attractions.
Mm-hmm.
Or even ebooks offering expert tips on buying or selling a home.
So they're not just optimizing for search engines. They're optimizing for the actual humans who will be reading the content.
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, you want to attract both visitors and search engine favor.
Right. So it's about creating content that's both informative and engaging.
Exactly.
All right. What about social media?
Yeah.
How do they go about engaging with potential clients on those platforms?
Well, they emphasize authentic engagement.
Okay.
They encourage realtors to participate in relevant conversations, share valuable insights, and build relationships with followers.
So it's not about constantly promoting listings.
No, it's about becoming a trusted resource and advisor.
Okay, so it's about adding value to the conversation.
Exactly.
And building trust with the audience.
Right.
Now, they also use social media advertising, right?
They do.
To target very specific demographics and interests.
Mm-hmm.
So ensuring that the realtor's message reaches the most qualified leads.
Yeah, they're not just broadcasting their message to everyone.
Right.
They're strategically targeting the people who are most likely to be interested in their services.
That makes sense. Speaking of targeting, how do they approach online advertising in general?
Well, they specialize in highly targeted campaigns
okay.
that leverage a variety of platforms and ad formats.
So give me some examples.
Sure. So they might use Google Ads to target people who are actively searching for real estate-related keywords.
Okay.
They might use retargeting ads to re-engage people who have previously visited the realtor's website.
Okay.
Or even social media ads.
Right.
To reach specific demographics based on their interests and behaviors.
So they're really using a multi-pronged approach to online advertising.
Yeah, reaching potential clients at different stages of their journey.
That's really smart. And they're constantly monitoring these campaigns, right?
Yeah, they're continuously monitoring and analyzing the performance of these campaigns.
Okay.
Making adjustments as needed.
So they're making sure that the realtor's advertising budget is being used wisely.
Exactly.
That's good to know. What about email marketing? How does that fit into their overall strategy?
Well, they believe that email marketing is a powerful tool for nurturing relationships and staying top of mind with potential clients.
Okay.
So they help realtors create targeted email campaigns that provide value share market updates and highlight new listings.
Okay. So even if someone's not ready to buy or sell right now,
right,
they're staying connected with them.
Yeah. Keeping them informed.
And nurturing that relationship.
Exactly. And they segment their email list. Based on factors like location property preferences or stage in the buying or selling process.
Oh, that's interesting.
So that ensures that each email is really tailored to the recipient's specific interests.
That's smart. So they're not just sending out generic emails to everyone.
No, it's all about personalization.
This deep dive has been incredibly insightful.
I agree.
We've learned so much about building a strong online presence for realtors.
Yeah, it's a multifaceted approach.
It is.
That combines strategic planning, high-quality content creation, targeted advertising, and ongoing optimization.
So it's not just about having a website and social media profiles.
Right. It's about leveraging those platforms strategically.
To build brand awareness, generate leads, and ultimately grow a thriving real estate business.
That's the goal.
So if there was one key takeaway for our listeners, what would it be?
I would say that while the digital landscape can feel overwhelming, success is achievable with the right strategies and support.
Absolutely.
Top 3 SEO agency demonstrates that a data-driven, holistic approach can empower realtors to connect with their target audience, build lasting relationships, and navigate the complexities of the digital world with confidence.
That's a great takeaway. So as we wrap up, what's something our listeners can do today to start strengthening their online presence?
Well, I would say think about the one platform where your ideal clients spend the most time.
Okay.
Is it Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, or somewhere else?
Right.
And commit to creating one piece of valuable content for that platform this week.
Okay.
It could be a video, a blog post, or even just an engaging social media update.
That's a great starting point.
Yeah. Small, consistent steps.
Can lead to significant results over time.
Exactly.
All right. Any final thoughts?
Remember that the world of digital marketing is always evolving, so stay curious, stay informed, and never stop learning.
That's great advice. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of digital branding for realtors.
My pleasure.
We'll be back soon with another fascinating exploration of a different topic, helping you stay ahead of the curve and informed about the ever-changing digital world.